Nancy Vandeveit is a contemporary composer, an American who has traveled extensively and has been living in Vienna for many years. I've spoken of her often on this program, so I'd like to go straight on to tell you about the piece we're going to hear. It's an orchestral choral piece entitled Katyn, K-A-T-Y-N. On September 1st, 1939, Hitler invaded Poland to start World War II. On September 17th, Stalin also invaded, hastening Poland's defeat and partition. 14,920 Polish prisoners, officers and leading intellectuals captured by the Russians, were taken to camps. In May 1940, the captives from the camp at Kozielsk were taken to the Katyn forest and murdered. While Katyn laments all the Polish officers and intellectuals, all ardent nationalists who would have been Poland's post-war leaders who vanished from the camps in 1940, it is dedicated to the prisoners from the Kozielsk who died in the Katyn forest, 4,253 of whose remains the German army found in mass graves in 1943, and to their widows, children, and relatives, living and dead in many lands. For a large orchestra with chorus, Katyn was completed in 1989, only months before the 50th anniversary of the Katyn Forest Massacre. The work does not attempt to portray musically the precise details of the tragedy, but to suggest events and universal feelings about them. Solo clarinet and then viola begin with the Polish folk tune Wezma Japon, probably sung in childhood to all the victims of Katyn by mothers and grandmothers. You go the mountain way, and I by the valley. You will blossom as a rosebush, and I as a cranberry tree. The melody dates to at least 1759, written by an anonymous Polish composer. Orchestral sounds enter, abruptly and dissonantly, and are soon joined by choral resonances of Polish life. Throughout the work, long, sustained orchestral clusters alternate with more lyric elements based on traditional melodies, the folk tune, Gregorian chant, Dies Irae from the Requiem Mass, and a Renaissance motet by Josquin des Prez. The choral hope for refuge in God in the motet is overtaken by more dissonant expressions of tragic denouement. Occasional sharp percussion cracks may seem to suggest the pistol shots in the back of the head by which the Katyn victims met their fate. We'll hear it now, performed by the Polish Radio and TV Symphony Orchestra and Chorus of Krakow, Simone Kawala conducting.